joined in the media center by preliminary Top Fuel number one qualifier Steve Torrence, who had a 3.723 at 331.61 miles per hour during Q2. Two really strong runs to open up the weekend. Just how much confidence do you have at this track?
You know, we've done well here in the past, and I can't remember if I finished number one here before or if it was just on a Friday, the same situation. But I think that's what we done last year, and we have some good history here. We have some good data here, and it's always fun to come here and race. I mean, it's a little smaller venue per se, some of the places we go to, and it's really kind of like the place that I grew up racing at. So I enjoy coming here, and I'm confident going in to tomorrow. You know, we'll see how things pan out and what the weather conditions are going to be, but with coming out of the box and making a good run and then being able to back it up on that second one, that does build your confidence. And kind of surprised me. I thought that Clay would go out there and run a little harder than what they did, and you know, maybe they just got a little bit too aggressive and we were right on the edge, but it definitely was a good day.
You got such a strong points lead now. I know you guys have gone to a backup car for the last couple of races. You still feeling that you're gonna be able to hold on to the number one through Indy?
Well, we hope so. You know, with the way that the points are at Indy, it kind of, you know, makes that a very, very crucial race for going out and at least trying to fend the guys off. We got here in Brainerd left. I think we may be close to seven rounds ahead, so we could go in there with a better lead or close to breaking even. So we'll just see how these two go. But I do feel confident that I feel confident that we can hold on to that. I think so. We'll just see how the cards fold out and what the good Lord thinks. But I think that we have a good shot at going into the countdown with the lead again.
Steve.